With many of the online tools that we've looked at and will be looking at, when you register and create an account, they provide the facility for you to add an avatar, an image that represents you. Often, it's okay to use a photograph. I certainly do that. It adds a little personality to your online profile. But if you're working with younger people, that's not going to be the case. But there are lots of tools which allow you to create online avatars, and clayyourself.com is one of them. When you first visit the site, you need to have a little bit of patience because the load-up process can take a minute or two. But when you've done that, you end up on the welcome page and you're allowed to create yourself a character. And you're given a blank outline, and to that you can change various features. So you can start off by changing the skin tone, and then you can change the eyes and the eyebrows and the nose and the mouth and the ears and all those kinds of things. This is something that young people love doing. It can be a representation of themselves, but it also is quite interesting to see what they do choose and whether or not they choose something that's completely different to the way that they look. You can also give that character a name, but when it's all completed, you save it out as a PNG file and download that to your computer. It may be that you wish to save it to Twitter or to Facebook. They do offer those options. But if you're going to introduce it into usage as an avatar in another site, it's perhaps useful to have it as a download, and then you can upload it into any of the other sites that you want to use it with.